1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:06 on Hope Day morning. Just a reminder, tonight on CBS, Welcome to Our Old Home, Survivor is on. Very excited about that. But on Hulu tonight, the second season premiere of The Handmaid's Tale is starting. I mistakenly thought this was a Netflix type of thing where they dump the whole season. It's not like that on Hulu. So you are going to have to wait week by week, which is a total bummer because I was like, oh, I'm going to plow through that. No, you're not, Sarah. It's going to take you 13 weeks.
Are they hour long or half hour?
I think they're an hour. Oh, it's such a good show. I wonder if that means that you can probably, like the last season of it, you could just watch that. You could binge that.
Mm.
And then maybe save up this season. I'm super excited. I was reading this thing about it, and they're saying it's darkness porn. Like, if you're into, like, super despair and horribleness and darkness.
I like that.
This is for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you watch any of the first season of it?
No.
You'd like it. It's good. It's really dark.
But this is the thing on Hulu.
Yes, this is on Hulu.
I don't have Hulu.
Yeah. And even the 30-day trial won't help you because you'll be four episodes
in. I don't even want to sign up for anything else. Mm. I'm done signing up for stuff.
Did you wind up watching the 11/23/63 thing? Because that was on Hulu.
I caught that before the thing flipped into pay us. Punk.
And once you've had your free 30 days, you can't like do that once a year and just catch up on all the things you
want to.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Really. There's so much to watch that I'm good.
That is true.
And I bet that will come around in another way.
Yeah, I always wonder about that.
iTunes right now for Handmaid's Tale, and I bet it's there.
Well, I'm sure you can buy it there.
Okay, well, then I'll do that rather than have to pay for another recurring fee on my credit card. And I keep thinking, what am I, rich? I can't afford all these recurring charges.
Sure.
It's ridiculous.
It does get out of hand fast, like all the little things that you have a subscription to. Music services and TV channels. And some of it's definitely worth it. Like Netflix, I'm sorry, is totally worth it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you buy season one on Amazon for $15.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's
just
a
little more than 1 month, right? Hey, isn't there a thing where Hulu and Spotify are teaming up now? So you're going to get both of them. Will we read something about that, you see?
I think so.
Was it Hulu or was it Netflix? It was one of the big TV streaming.
Spotify and Hulu together.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, so you get a deal. If you're already a Spotify member, you can, you know, a couple bucks more a month and you can get
$13 joint subscription.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan. And she's in the news today. Well, really, her mom's in the news. Dina Lohan. What's Dina been up to? Well, she's been busy.
Know.
Been busy losing the family home.
Well, does she work? I don't know that she actually has a job.
No, she always made money off her daughter. Right.
She was the momager.
She called herself an agent.
Oh.
Right. But unfortunately,
and the dad did the same deal.
Yeah, Lindsay doesn't make a lot of money these days, and so Dina Lohan has lost the house. This has apparently been going on for years now. She has just lost Lindsay's childhood home to foreclosure. According to court documents, a New York judge ordered the home Lindsay grew up in to be sold off because Dina Lohan defaulted on the mortgage. Dina failed to respond to a foreclosure lawsuit. The judge ordered the home to be sold off at public auction within 90 days. She owed, as of December 12, 2017, she owed about $1.5 million on the house.
What kind of house was she living in?
Mm-hmm. Were they Long Island people?
I believe so. And when she had that Oprah thing, Lindsay, they did go back to her home. I saw it once, and it seemed like an average.
Mm-hmm. No, it didn't seem super fancy. Just a nice house.
Yeah,
a nice
couple,
neighborhood,
maybe two story.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I saw that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not remarkable
the way you
enough
pull
that it sticks
into the house. It had sort of that roundabout. You know, pull in and pull out.
Well, I know the same way everything's overpriced here, that may be the case there. But still, $1.5 million is a pretty. That's a
well, not just
nice
the mortgage,
pad.
Right? So,
right.
Who knows what the things
how much
would go
was
for.
Left on the house?
$1.492 million.
Says the internet says she has a $1.3 million net worth.
Mm. Well, pay your damn bills then. What does it say the house itself is worth? Does it say?
No, I'm just looking at her net worth.
Because look, if you can't, you know, if you owe $1.5 million and the house is worth $2 million, sell the house.
Right.
If you can't afford it anymore. Anyway, it looks like she's been battling to save the home for years. Lindsay stepped in at one point and gave her $40,000 to prevent it from being lost. In 2013, Dina Lohan was sued by JPMorgan Chase for foreclosure. Months later, they worked out a deal, and that lawsuit was put on hold, but now it's over. Earlier this year, the bank went back to the court to restart the lawsuit, demanded that they be allowed to take back the property and foreclose. She did not show up to court to respond to the suit, so I guess she's busy. I don't know. And she's got two. Her kids are all grown up now, though, right? I mean,
yeah,
even the little
who's
ones.
Yeah, who's the youngest? Allie? Or the boy? Did they have a
they did have a brother.
Yeah.
Cody or something. Mm. Yeah, or Dakota or something. Some he had some goofy new age name. Sorry, everybody. Who
yeah, it's Allie and Cody.
Oh, Cody. So anyways, sorry to hear it.
Goofy new age name.
Sorry, everybody who named their kid Dakota. It's goofy new age.
It is funny the way everything's gotten unisex and everything is...
And trendy. We trendy, like our trends, you know?
And yeah, you just... I really was surprised to see a boy named Harper at the little gym, the kid gym.
Oh,
I can't
Gymboree
think of it.
Thing,
yeah, some
or...
some.
Oh yeah, we looked it up.
Bugs or whatever
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Something
yeah.
like that. But yeah, some boy named Harper, and I thought, I yeah. really had a picture of a girl being named Harper.
Yeah,
I miss Vine.
Yeah, they can work for either sex. There's a lot of names like that. According to Radar, Lindsay Lohan will attend Mean Girls on Broadway tomorrow night.
Oh.
But she wasn't invited to the premiere.
No. She, of course, she was the original. She was actually the nice girl in the movie Mean Girls.
Right.
She was reportedly not previously invited to see a performance of it. Tina Fey did not request an appearance from Lohan because she said it would be a big distraction. And they wanted it to be all about the play and not about Lindsay Lohan.
Mm.
It's poor. Mean Girls is now playing at the August Wilson Theater. And then they go on to name who's playing what roles. But anyway, she is going to go. It looks like she is going to be there tomorrow night. Mm, or possibly tonight. I think this was this report was filed on the 24th. I didn't get to this story last hour, and I wanted to do it because I wonder how you'll feel about it. Like, one of the things that bugs me about going to concerts now is that everybody's on their phone. And so I thought that it's pretty creative when the artists actually come up with a way to incorporate the phones in and make it a cool effect rather than fight it. You're not going to be able to, everybody has their phone. So,
well, they can fight it, and they do. There are a lot of bands that say, we're going on tour, and here's, if you want to see us, here's how it's going to go. And that's their right.
So there's an app that if you're going to go see U2, you need to download.
Mm.
They have an app so that you use it during the tour. Supposedly, it enhances the experience. So it involves you looking at your phone and not at their performance. But I guess everyone will be doing it, so they'll just
not everyone. But it is enough. I think if you look around at a show, you see enough people looking at the show through this little lens on their phone.
Like it's right there in front of you. Why would you do that?
But on the other hand, as these bands get so uptight about it, on the other hand, there's a person who spent their money. Let them watch the way they want.
Right. I think it aggravates some bands, too, because they would rather not have crappy audio and crappy live video online
everywhere.
So if you have this app and you go to a U2 show, you hold your phone up and point it at their 100-foot-long LED wall. And it'll trigger a, quote, specially curated audio-visual experience emerging through your mobile device. You don't even have to be at the show to do it.
Hmm.
If you have the app in your house, you can point it at U2's album cover for Songs of Experience, and you get a taste of what's coming up at the show.
That LED wall is unreal.
It's so cool that they're using it again for this tour, I guess.
Bryn and
well,
I.
It's so expensive.
Yeah, and who else needs it? Anybody need a 100-foot LED wall?
Okay, when we'll Bryn and I went and saw them at the Salesforce event yeah. and in Daly City at the Cal Palace. Mm-hmm.
Shame.
Cal Palace. They had that LED wall, and it was amazing. I mean, it took the concert to an entirely new level. Mm-hmm. And that was when, you know, Bono did his big fight with Donald Trump on that LED wall.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Did he win?
No, he didn't. Donald Trump won.
He won at the concert, though.
408 says, went to JT last night, and he grabbed our phone for a selfie video.
Oh, my God, how fun.
They said he usually does it one to two per show, but the phone was off, so we didn't get the selfie. Wah!
Oh, what a fail.
All my friends were like, can you come? We have an extra ticket. We have an extra ticket.
Yeah. He was last night at SIP, and is it Oracle today?
Oh, is it Oracle? Tonight? Yeah.
I think
Why
so.
Didn't you go?
I just would have been too tired today. Like, I wouldn't.
You've been so good about getting your full sleep.
Yeah.
You actually look more beautiful. You've been getting more beauty sleep.
Do I?
You do. You look really rested. And...
Get a room.
Humi and Human?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go to sleep. We'll get our beauty sleep together. So anyway, if you're going to U2... You should make sure that you have this on your phone so you can have the full experience. Kanye West has just fired everyone in his life.
Uh-oh.
I know. Scooter Braun, his longtime manager, he said, you either work only for me or you don't work for me at all.
Oh, my God.
And Scooter was like, listen, I got like 100 clients and I'm not going to just quit all of them to work with you, Kanye. I'm sorry. They are saying that Kanye is walling himself off from his closest advisors. According to sources for Kanye, Braun, along with music lawyers Howard King and Peter Paterno, are no longer working with him. He made an ultimatum to his top confidants that they had to leave their respective businesses and become in-house employees for the Yeezy brand. Braun and the lawyers said, no, we're not doing that. And so Kanye said, okay, then you're not working for me at all anymore.
Bye.
Kanye's been advised that cutting his team loose while he prepares to drop a ton of new music is not a great plan, especially considering the legal hurdles that come with putting out a new album. Kanye doesn't think he needs music management around him right now. Plans on going forward without a manager.
There's Meanwhile, just Kim's so like, much work.
Okay.
Chris will do it all.
Yeah, just let my mom do it. It'll be fine. Of course you are. It's okay, though. You're Kanye, and you're the only Kanye, so just say it. Say it to my mom, though, because I'm getting sick of it, and she'll take care of everything.
The bummer is he's been gone for a while, and it's because he had that major meltdown.
He's great. I mean, seems like he's crumpled under the stress. Sources are saying that a lot of the people that stood by Kanye's side and witnessed that whole meltdown in 2016 are now being cast out. And those people are all really worried about his mental health and well-being. Specifically, this is the team that's been with him over at least the last 2 years, guided him through some tough times, you know, kind of propping him up, trying to get him back on his feet. They're saying it's a possibility this group would work together. And apparently there's no bad blood. Like he told Scooter Braun, you work for me or you work for, you know, and me only, or we don't work together anymore. And I guess they parted on a fairly friendly, you know, it wasn't like a big screaming match or anything. Kanye's inner circle is worried about his mental health, but the Kardashian family says he's never been better.
It's
true. I've never seen him better. I agree. It's great. Don't talk to me. By the way, Kim Kardashian was in the news yesterday about her new fragrance.
Yes.
Called Kim
With the bottle
KK
and stuff.
W Body. Her new perfume. So she put some photos up of herself.
All right.
I believe are these on?
They're everywhere.
Instagram? So they're everywhere. All right. Well, here's the shots. This is to promote what her body, in case you didn't know what her body looks like, this is to let you know what her body looks like so that you can recognize the perfume bottle.
Wow. She just had a kid too, huh?
She had it by surrogate.
Oh, right. Yeah,
some other lady had that kid
for
her.
Let's look at her body.
Yeah, she did have a couple kids, though. I mean, her body looks great. Her
Boy,
ass is humongous.
You can just
start at the cleft, babe.
Right.
It's right there.
Just
it is. That is it. Hairless.
That's right.
That picture.
There's a just whisper right bare. There.
Yep, see absolutely.
It? Just a whisper.
100% with you, Ben. First thing I looked at.
That's perfect leg placement.
It really, it's almost as though someone said, just a millimeter more. Yep. Oh, maybe one more millimeter. Okay, it's covered.
Have Kanye direct her.
Kim, you got to get your leg up just a little bit more. Kanye, I just want to show the top, though. No, I don't want that in there. That's my area. They're actually comparing this, doing sort of a compare and contrast. You know, the Amber Rose thing from, I don't know, 2 months ago. She put up this picture of herself sitting on some stairs with, she's got like a bikini top on.
And is this after her surgery or before?
Who, Amber Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
She got some breast reduction done.
Maybe.
Oh.
This is not a photo about her breasts, though. This is the one where she was showing her her entire thick.
Oh, I remember this one. Yeah. I like it.
And she's fully fur-burgered.
Mm. Yeah. That's hair pie.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Mm. Rihanna, looks like she's putting out 2 new albums worth of material. They're saying, so her last album was Anti, A-N-T-I, or Anti, I guess. There's a report saying she's working on 2 albums worth of new material. A source said Rihanna wasn't happy with how her last album performed. She loved the album, loved how it turned out, but it didn't do that well commercially, apparently. And she knows she needs a new project full of smash hits to avoid 2 back-to-back flops. And so she's got 2 albums going. I liked this.
I love this song. Mm. Is this the biggest hit, Bryn?
Yeah, on that album.
Yeah.
One of these albums is full of like a bunch of chart-friendly songs.
Yeah.
It's Prince sounding right there.
It's so beautiful.
And then another one is made up of moody and experimental tracks. So looks like we've got some new Rihanna on the way. The last couple days we've been talking about this Allison Mack chick. She played a character on Smallville for 9 years, and she had been arrested because she's part of some sex cult thing. She's now been released on a $5 million bond in this sex cult case. Nexium is the name of this sex cult. She was a recruiter for some man who leads this thing, and it was terrible. Like, they were talking ladies into joining this cult, and then he was branding them on their sex parts, and they were sex slaves for him. So it looks like she posted a $5 million bond and agreed to stay under house arrest in California. Her lawyers are in plea talks on the sex trafficking and forced labor conspiracy charges against her. Both sides agreed for her to be released while awaiting trial. She's got to wear a GPS ankle bracelet, not have contact with any members of the cult, who reportedly include Seagram's liquor heiress Claire Bronfman, Battlestar Galactica TV actress and Mac's wife, they're saying here, Nikki Klein. Oh, so she's a lesbian? I don't know that. That's interesting.
You like her more now?
A little bit. India Oxenberg, who's the daughter of Dynasty
Catherine
Oxenberg.
This is why we started hearing about this cult like more than a year ago.
It was Catherine Oxenberg saying, my daughter's in a cult. Someone help me.
She was trying to get the government to help her.
The judge basically said, avoid contact with anyone you know associated in any way with Nexium. Do you understand? They're saying that her mom got the $5 million bond by using her house in, they say, upstate Clifton Park, the family's Los Alamitos home, and a retirement account. So they managed to get the $5 million together. Mac and this Nexium leader, his name is Keith Rainier, kept women as slaves and branded them with Rainier's initials. He was arrested in March. She was arrested last week. Both have pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking, and they're saying it is possible that Mac is about to or has cut a deal with prosecutors to inform on this guy. Her lawyers filed an affidavit Friday temporarily waiving her right to a speedy trial as they are engaged in plea negotiations. Nexium spokesman turned critic Frank Parlato said that the apparent cooperation could be a ruse, but the people around this woman say, we're hoping that she sees a light, that she gets turned around and realizes that she'll wake up.
Yeah, because they're calling her a victim as well. Even
right.
though she was recruiting other women, she's a victim herself.
Of brainwashing. Mm-hmm. Her next court date is May 3rd. And finally, just really quickly, Night Court star Harry Anderson, he passed away last week, and they're saying now it was a stroke. Mm. Died in his sleep of a stroke. So rest in peace.
Whoa.
I know. Sorry to hear that.
Well, why? That's pretty good.
Well, it's a good way to die.
In your sleep? Like, snap?
But it's terrible that he's only in his 60s.
Climb into bed and you're...
Just never wake up.
But I don't want to wake up to someone dead in bed next to me either.
No, I agree. So. No, thanks.
So, coming up in the news, I've got some food decisions for you to
make. Oh, my God. The hardest decisions ever.
A couple fast facts and streaking
after these. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, 707, texted in, JT at SAP tonight, excited to go, thanks to the winning tickets on your show.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Very exciting. Mm-hmm. So, Hooman had the opportunity to go last night. All the yoga girls were going to take him.
Right. They had an extra ticket.
Who are they?
You know, Susan and her whole batch of hot friends.
You didn't want to go to that?
Oh, is he not in there? He went to the bathroom.
He went to the ladies' room. He went to the ladies' room.
That's where he hangs. This part of the show is brought to you by Account Temps. Taylor Swift tickets coming up at 9 o'clock, and not just at 9, throughout the day. 9, noon, 3, and 4. Keep it here on the Alice all day. Taylor Swift is at the Levi Stadium on May 11th.
We've got your tickets
right here. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf next to In-N-Out. Oh, my God. Yum.
Yum!
Get to Krispy Kreme right now for some glazed donut-y goodness.
Okay. I'm ready to make some food decisions, Vinny.
I'm very sorry, Sarah, but news has just broken, and I have to push that back one.
Okay.
This is actually a really big story that I'm not very familiar with. You might be more familiar with it, Uzi, as they say this guy was known as the East Area Rapist.
East Area?
Or the Golden State Killer.
Mm.
He's been caught. He was taken into custody early this morning in the Sacramento area, they say. This is more than 30 years after he committed 12 murders and 45 rapes from between 1976 and 1986.
Did you remember this, Hughes?
I remember the title of the Golden State Killer, but I really didn't follow it.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, former Auburn police officer Joseph James D'Angelo, who's now 72, has been arrested.
Wow.
Let me see here. So far, he's been booked on 2 counts of murder into the Sacramento County Jail, they say here at 2:30 this morning.
Oh, boy, this really did just happen.
It just happened.
Did they say what
he's
the break in the case
was? He's being held without bail. They're not saying they're going to do a press conference this afternoon, according to this story I have in front of me. They have not officially confirmed he's the East Area Rapist. But they say that victims lived in Alameda, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, Sacramento, Yolo, San Ysidro, and San Joaquin counties.
Wow.
There was even a book written about this person, these murders, this case, I guess is the best way to put it. He was fired from the police department in 1979 after he shoplifted a can of dog repellent and a hammer from a Sacramento drugstore.
Dog repellent and a hammer.
Seems shady, but I guess everyone's got an excuse for what they're putting on the countertop there at the grocery store.
But he shoplifted it. They just found him with this stuff? That's
what? I like cucumbers. Back off. What?
So what? I got them in all different sizes.
I wonder if it's like new DNA evidence.
Something like that, right?
That they now discovered.
They say from 76 to 78, the suspect developed one of his most sadistic signatures. He would break into a home where a couple lived. He would incapacitate the man first, binding him with strips of towel or shoelaces, and then he would balance a stack of dishes from the kitchen on the male victim's back. And then he would warn, if any plates break, I'm killing both of you. And so the guy is sitting there with plates on his back while he rapes the woman.
Oh, my God.
This is what this guy was up to and was getting away with it. So,
oh, my God.
This is a major breaking news story, and I don't even have all of it in front of me. But it's
what a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. I know that he would also target homes for sale.
Oh.
One of the victims is saying, she just found out this morning, and I'm overwhelmed with joy. Overwhelmed with joy. I've been crying and sobbing. So
holy
they
cow.
Feel like they got him. So we'll see. We're going to see more about this case in the next day or two.
Huge news. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, I didn't really know about that. I mean, that was before our time.
It had stopped long before.
So he was, making appointments with real estate agents, going into empty houses with them? I guess,
or just seeing a house for sale. And like Vinny said, he did like couples.
Oh.
So maybe he would go there with saying, oh, the house is for sale. What can you tell me? I don't know exactly.
We're going to get more about this, but he was also just a burglar, too.
Oh, yeah, Vinny, I see. He was linked to 12 murders, 45 sexual assaults, and more than 120 burglaries from Sacramento to Orange County.
Holy cow.
But I guess they didn't have enough evidence.
Well, something broke in the case, which they haven't said in the story that I have in my hand.
Right.
But they're doing a press conference later today.
Yeah, people are going to want all
that's
the details.
That's riveting.
That is incredible.
And how awesome that police didn't drop the case and continue to pursue it. Because
I think they said, Vinny, I read earlier that, in 2016, I think it was the 40-year anniversary. So they started digging into it and publicizing a little bit more and asking more questions.
Oh.
You know, I love reading crime books, and you do hear sometimes that even the person who did the crimes starts to get agitated at the anniversaries and stuff, and they hope that this person will make a mistake or show their face. Mm-hmm. And you see that in books and stuff where you just get like, I like that.
Right,
stuff.
I love police procedurals. And a lot of times, like, the person who is the perpetrator is in the crowd watching the thing that's happening.
Right.
So they're always looking at the photos of the people at the crime scene and people who come forward to be helpful. Oh, I have some info for you.
Oh.
Do you? Tell me everything.
How do you know that?
Right.
It's going to cost you.
A new survey was put together for Sarah to answer.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. So are there right and wrong answers?
Yeah, well, there's actually other people answered. I'm just going to let you
do
this.
So this is a poll.
Better burger, Five Guys or In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
Most people answered it. It's a tie.
Oh, really? Well, I've only eaten at Five Guys once, and it was fine.
Didn't we go to the East Bay to eat there that one time with your friend?
We had to go.
That's the last time I saw your friend Sherry, the super rich lady.
Pam,
sorry. Yeah.
It was, what did we go there for?
It was the sleep train thing, I thought. Oh, no? Was it sleep train?
It was like a backpack drive.
We did that
drive.
Thing in Walnut Creek. I thought that was Walnut Creek.
Oh, yeah.
It was Walnut Creek.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, better fries, McDonald's or Burger King?
Oh, McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's wins big. Better pizza, Domino's or Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut.
Neither.
Better coffee.
You gotta pick one or the other.
All right, Pizza Hut.
Domino's wins that one. Better coffee, Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts?
Donkeys.
Dunkin's loses big time.
Yeah. I like Dunkin'. It's just not fancy. Just give me a cup of coffee.
Better sandwich, Subway or Quiznos?
Neither.
Quiznos.
Subway wins. Mm. Better ice cream, Cold Stone or Baskin Robbins?
Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins.
They lost to Cold Stone.
Mm. We're picking all the wrong ones.
We are.
Better chicken sandwich, Chick-fil-A or KFC?
KFC.
I've never had either one.
Well, Chick-fil-A is, they hate the gays, so I've boycotted that place. So no matter how much I might like their sandwich, I'm not picking it.
I don't know that they hate the gays, but okay. Mm. I think that was a gay marriage thing.
They've got an ownership.
What was their thing?
Ownership that is like super religious and anti-gay. Boycott. That's my personal boycott. I'm not telling anybody what to do.
I don't know what. Better shakes, Sonic or Wendy's?
Wendy's, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Sonic beats Wendy's.
Yeah, it's all fast food, so I just don't know. A lot of those I haven't had. I thought it was going to be, you know,
gourmet meal talk.
Yes, gourmet meal talk. Oh.
Better bagel, your son's bagels, or a bagel from Noah's?
My son's. They're hot right out of the oven.
And are they so good or what?
Yeah, and he makes it just the way I want to. I want salt, you know.
Oh, so you don't just let him make them. You have to order.
Well, there's, he's got all these different toppings he can put on. Like my one son likes poppy seeds, so he just loads it up with poppy seeds. And John likes an everything bagel.
Who likes poppy seeds?
My son, my other son.
Why doesn't he just cram those into the gaps of his teeth right off the bat and
save himself
the trouble?
He likes to let the bagel
trouble.
Do it for him.
Oh.
Yeah. He likes the flavor of them, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they're flavorless.
No, they got a little something going on. I'm not crazy. I don't like the feeling of the little balls in my mouth.
You don't like balls in your mouth?
I like big balls, not little balls.
Oh,
I like
okay.
Little balls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you
I like a blueberry bagel. You ever have that?
I don't like a blueberry bagel. Huh. I'd much rather have just a plain.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like sesame,
too.
All right. Cops in Tulsa, Oklahoma got several calls yesterday afternoon about a man and a woman at the mall because they both got out of their car naked. They went into the mall naked and started running around.
Well, you'll get calls about that. Just like frolicking? Were they on drugs? Or were they just trying to show everyone how great their workout
regime
was going?
They admitted that they'd smoke some doobies, and those doobies might have been dipped in PCP.
Oh.
But they're facing charges of indecent exposure, vandalism, and public intoxication.
Where was this?
This was in Oklahoma.
Oh, fun.
Is it wrong?
No. It's good fun.
They're a couple.
They're just having a good time, frolicking naked. Like,
remember
you
the
know?
Good old days when we were young and we did PCP. And
yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my God.
The mall.
Just let's do PCP and get naked.
I had a dream that
good times.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
That the person I was with.
Who was it?
I think it was an old boyfriend.
The guy that.
It's in the dream.
Uh-huh.
And he had taken. It wasn't in my dream PCP. It was angel dust. Are they the same thing?
I think so.
So he had taken angel dust.
This is that longtime boyfriend.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you had this dream years ago?
Last night.
Okay.
Okay. He just reminded me of it because
this
he said
boy
PCP.
Still turns up in your dreams.
All the time.
Weird.
All the time. And it's never good, I noticed. It's always bad news.
Yeah, like he was
it's
on
always,
PCP in your dream
yeah,
last night.
And he kept like fainting. And at one point we were in a church. And finally the priest said that we had to leave.
Because of the fainting?
Yeah. Mm. And so I picked him up because he was on the ground.
Oh, you carried him.
I picked him up, threw him over my shoulder, and walked out.
Oh.
And that's all I remember.
Wow.
I'm strong.
You guys were a neat couple.
Were we? I don't think so. Well, for a long time we were.
Is this the one that you told us that incredible story on The Secret Show about?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's a fun story.
Yeah. What's your girlfriend's name in that story?
Washaka.
Washaka.
Hey, Washaka.
The best part of the story is the jail visits, but I don't want to say too much.
Oh, my God. Can we rerun that as
I don't think so.
Put that up as a rerun show for today.
Going back to jail.
So. Warriors won last night, everyone. 99-91.
Yay! They move on.
Headed to the next round versus the Pelicans.
Right. Did
They, of course, have unibrow, and you might know Rondo from, I think he was a Celtic when they won not too long ago. But that's who plays for the Pelicans, among others.
I like the unibrow guy.
Yeah, Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. He's pretty darn good. But anyway, we don't have to worry about that now. We get a break for a minute.
Couple days.
And the A's and Giants won? I think I heard that
this
morning.
Oh, I didn't even look at baseball.
And don't forget, there's a 12:45 game today.
Oh.
Giants.
I didn't have time to look at baseball yesterday. And tonight I have this Survivor, so that's I'm going to be busy
Survivor.
Until
mm-hmm.
Thursday.
Survivor.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. As a millennial in that 18 to 24 age bracket, which isn't the right
definition
there.
We're in agreement on that.
That list sounds like TV we would watch as kids. We're a nostalgic generation because we grew up without all this technology, but quickly have had it become part of our lives. My bet is people were voting with their nostalgia. Yeah, I also think that a lot of the shows that we're talking about are just simple.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
quick story.
They don't
simple
trouble
motto.
You. You can enjoy a little comedy.
Right.
You don't have to tackle the
Fresh
events
Prince was
of the
number
day.
One right. Silly. Pick. Right.
Silly nonsense
cute,
TV.
Little laugh. Move on with your life.
510. We went to 11. 510 says we went to 11 weddings in 6 months.
Oh, yuck.
You start saying no.
Yeah, you need to learn to say no for sure.
Boy. I'm proud of you. Good job.
408 says, 408 says social life is more important than a house.
Yeah.
To that woman. Sure. Okay.
And that's, you know, fine. If she
Except these people are going to start
family.
Their family and not call you back anymore. And you're going to be living with your parents because you haven't started your own life.
Right. Too busy participating in their lives.
Right. Get your own thing going there, I would suggest. But, you know, I'm not your dad. I just think I am.
I just play one on the radio.
I can't believe I'm saying it. The difference between this FOMO chick and Hooman isn't going into endless debt to attend these weddings. Right.
That is true.
Right. Yeah. He's got dough.
And he's actually sort of overcoming his FOMO because he said last night, as you know, he was invited by Susan and the yoga troupe to go to JT, and he decided not to go. It was a hard decision. And then he's sitting there at his apartment watching the videos roll in.
Oh, from the girls.
As they were posting to their social media.
Well,
accounts.
And those girls, they have a soda or something. And then at the party, they start doing yoga poses.
Yep.
That's always their
Drunk
move.
Drunk yoga.
Right.
I mean, soda yoga.
Right. Didn't Hooman go to Bali for Franti's wedding?
No, no.
No, that was just for vacation.
Just for a vacation. And you went to Armenia first, or Turkey.
I did, yeah. Little missions trip. Yeah. Noah's Ark Church out there. Shame.
Shame. Doing the Lord's work. Shame.
The British, that British chick isn't ready to be an adult if she's making decisions like that. Giving up her home to go have an outing with friends is totally a teenager move.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll read more texts after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.